And then, boy, my subject today, you know, when Brother Barry brought out about the generation, about raising their children, we need to be raising their children about Jesus here, and about when he got on about our nation. Our nation is not looking up and not understanding that God needs to be first in the nation. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, I'm going to read some subjects here. And what was so funny, Brother Larry the other Sunday was teaching on chapter 7, and I started reading chapter 6, and boy, it just got to me, and I got to studying and got to thinking, and got to, and I thought, wow, Moses was really doing some teaching there to Israel, and boy, he was letting them know. And I want you to realize this today, and I'm going to try to read, and y'all bear with me today, and I, like I said, y'all just pray for me. I need your prayers. It says, first 1-7, it says, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God command to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess it, that you might fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your sons and son, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you in the land that flows with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Listen to it. We got one Lord to worship. We ain't got but one Lord to worship, not other gods. See, our nation is looking up at the other gods, other people as their gods, and we don't need that. We got one God to honor, and that's him. We need to be thinking about that. It says, the Lord our God is one Lord, one Lord only. And it says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. We need that. We need to love our Lord all the time. It needs to be constantly. I know you say, well, Satan, you know, the devil, he tries to tempt us each day. You flip over, I'm not through reading all this, but you know, when Jesus was on the mount, that he tempted him. He said, you could have all this. Satan did, but the Lord Jesus told him, get behind me, Satan. And what he done? Jesus knew he's already on this. Because his Father owns this whole earth. He owns everything. Go on, he says, in these words, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. In these words which I command you, this day shall be in your heart. We need to keep it in our heart. We know when God saved our soul, he's in us, ain't he? But a lot of times we fail. Our outward part, it fails day by day. It ain't just, it's every day. We fail the Lord a lot of times. We fail about praying. Our churches today is failing about praying. You know, our nation is, Tuesday's going to be election day. And boy, I'm telling you right now, we need to be doing a lot of praying for our nation. Go on, he says, and you shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. You know, we got children in this church and we got to teach them. You know, Chris and Leanne Perkins has taught them to children to sing like angels. Our church need to keep teaching their children, our families, our our family, our, you know, there's a lot of times that when I read this subject, I get a thinking, you know, I got a daughter that's 33 or 32 years old. And I failed teaching her about Jesus a lot when I was younger, when I should have been out doing what God called me to do. But Lord, behold, the Lord seen fit to get me back where I'm at and seen fit to save her soul. He seen fit that my wife Lisa that got saved to join the church. He seen fit. You know, this church I could remember, and I'm going to go back, and I'm telling you, our children need to be taught, people, even in our homes, in our churches. We need to be teaching them the right way. We need to be teaching them about Jesus. We need to be showing them. We need to be showing them about who Jesus is, what He done for us, how He died on a cross for our sins. You know, I go back and Sister Billy Ruth, I might go through a lot of our pillars that was in this church house. I remember her sitting in a request prayer for a husband a lot. I remember her request prayer for her children. She had a lot of faith. Where's the church had on faith? I remember Sister Mary was sat there dying with cancer. Wasn't worried about her. Worried about these children. Worried about people she worked with. Requesting prayer. Our church need to keep doing that. This is the loveliest church that I ever, to be honest with you, that I ever been in and preached at. Been a member of. We love each other. We don't need to fail that. We don't need to stop that. And I'm preaching to our church that we need to love one another and care about our children and care of, you know, Brother Barry, he requests prayer a lot for his grandkids. And I want my grandchild to have salvation. But it takes patience, don't it? We need patience for it. It's in His honor and glory, not ours. One day at the Wild Berry, I believe with all my heart, we're going to see them get saved. If we don't, we'll see them in heaven. I believe with all my heart because I believe prayers, the prayers of us, of our prayers, will conquer. I believe God will answer them. I believe with all my heart, if we stay in focus, stay teaching their children what we need. It says, and you shall bend them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontless between your eyes. And you shall write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. And it shall be when the Lord your God shall have brought you into the land which He swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you great and goodly cities, which you builded not, and houses full of all good things which you filled not, and wells dug which you dug not, vineyards and olive trees which you planted, not when you shall have eaten and be full. Then beware lest you forget the Lord which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of the bondage. You know, this nation has forgotten God, ain't it? This nation has forgotten the Lord, and they're not putting God first, and that's what's wrong with this nation now, and it's what's wrong with our churches today. We have forgotten Jesus that's the head of the church. We have forgotten the Lord. How many of us today has got out and prayed, and I'm a failure for that myself? How many of us has got in that closet what Brother Barry was talking? Boy, he was eating my sermon up the day ago. He was eating it up during the thing, and he gave me something here on a back a while ago that he read to us. And I'm telling you, it says on 32:7, it says, remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask your father and he will show you your elders and they will tell you. You see, we got back in years ago, our forefathers, they preached about Jesus all the time. And they try to teach us the Bible. And this is the main thing. We need to teach our children this right here, the Bible, about the Lord and about how all the prophets and the disciples. And I'm telling you today, if we don't start teaching our children the right way, our nation's going to fail. It's already failing. And our Lord is not happy with each and every one of this nation. He's not happy what the sin has done gotten this nation. It says, you shall fear the Lord your God and serve Him and shall swear by His name. On 13 there. We need to serve Him as more than we ever have right now. This church, every church around, need to serve the Lord day by day. It ain't just on a Sunday, on a Wednesday. It ain't just on a Sunday night. It's everyday thing. Amen. Moses was teaching, showing Israel, if they fail the Lord, which they have, there's a lot of times they forget about what the Lord had done. He brought them through the Red Sea. He took them through there. He took them, he took them to the land of promise. Yet they sin just like us, didn't they? They walk away from the Lord and gave up on Him. Forgetting. Our country is forgetting about who the Lord is. Our country is forgetting about who created heaven and earth. And it's our Lord. We have a lot of praying to do, people. And we have. I want you to think about that. And I'm going to read another one. I'll be done here in a minute. I'm following God. And I thank the Lord that He's here today. And if you're here lost, I want to see you saved. And I want you to understand, you got to fear the Lord. You got to come to Him with all thy heart to be saved. It says in 14, you shall not go after other gods. Of the gods of the people which are round about you. We are people today is following other gods, not Him. My Lord is a jealous God. He will chastise the ones that either one of us. We pick the idols. We pick, you know, the worldly things ain't nothing. I got a little old house, and we live in a little old house in Westmoreland. I thank God today what I'm living at because He owns that house. He owns everything I own. He owns that vehicle I drive. He owns everything. We don't thank Him enough like we should. For the Lord your God is a jealous God. That's what I just said among you. Lest the anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you and destroy you from off the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempt Him in Massa. And this means test. Let's don't test. You know, we sit back around and we've got a lot of praying to do. It's a lot of our members that's sick that we need to be praying for. We need to be praying for this nation. And I'm reading you Mark 12, verse 29. It says, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is here, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. And with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength, this is the first commandment. And the second is like namely this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And we must love each other. Love each other. And teach our children. Ephesians chapter 6. Listen, children. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, provoke not your children to no wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonishing, I can't pronounce that, admonishing of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as to Christ. Children, listen to your parents. Parents, teach your children the right way. Teach them about Jesus. Teach them through that Bible. Because we must teach our children. Like right now, our generation is failing right now. It's because they're not teaching the children about our Lord. Let's start teaching them. That's my little message. Brother, get a song.